Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something that affects anyone who owns a home, especially in a market as high stakes as Melbourne. We're talking about your equity, the literal roof over your head, and the nest egg you've spent decades building.
It's the big one, Joe. For most Melburnians, their home isn't just where they live, it's their biggest financial asset. Whether you're in a heritage terrace in Armidale or a family estate out in Berwick, when you go to sell, you're looking to unlock years of hard work.
Right. And I was reading this fascinating piece from Metrolinx about something called buying the listing. It sounds a bit predatory. Jane, as our resident property expert, what are we actually looking at here?
Buying the listing is an industry term for a tactic that, unfortunately, is quite common when the market gets competitive. Imagine you're interviewing three real estate agents. Two of them tell you your house is worth $1.2 million based on recent sales. The third agent stands in your kitchen, looks you in the eye, and says, I can get you $1.4
million. Well, I know which one I'm picking. I'm taking the extra $200K.
Exactly. And that's the sugar hit. It's human nature. You have an emotional attachment to your home, and here's a professional validating that your home is the best on the street. But, and this is a big but, that $1.4 million figure often isn't based on data. It's a tactical maneuver to get you to sign the agency agreement.
So they get you to sign on the dotted line with a number they know they can't reach? What happens next? Do they just hope for a miracle?
Not exactly. This is where conditioning starts. Once you're locked into that exclusive contract, the agent slowly starts to manage your expectations. A week or two goes by, maybe the open houses are a bit quiet, and suddenly the narrative changes. They start citing changing market conditions or negative buyer feedback.
So they're basically walking you back down to the price the other two agents told you in the first place.
Right, but here's the kicker. By the time they get you back to reality, the damage is already done. The blog post calls it the stale listing syndrome. In Melbourne, those first 21 days are what we call the golden window.
The golden window, I like that. Why is that 3-week mark so critical?
Because that's when interest is at its absolute peak. The most qualified buyers, the ones who have been looking for months and know the market better than the agents do, they're watching the portals like realestate.com.au every single day. When a new property pops up that's clearly overpriced, they don't even book a walkthrough. They just ignore it.
So you've missed the best buyers right out of the gate.
You've missed them entirely. And then when you finally drop the price 4 weeks later because you're getting desperate, you've lost your freshness. Now the market looks at your property and thinks, what's wrong with it? Why hasn't it sold? It becomes a lowball magnet.
That's a great term, a lowball magnet. So instead of getting that premium price, you're now dealing with the bottom feeders who know you're in a corner.
Precisely. You end up selling for less than you would have if you just priced it correctly from day one. It's a total erosion of equity, all because of an initial ego boost.
This is where it gets interesting for me. The article mentions that this is why people are turning to vendor advocates, specifically how Metrolinx acts as a strategic shield. How does a vendor advocate actually neutralize this? I mean, can they really tell an agent they're wrong?
Oh, absolutely. That's the job. Think of a vendor advocate like an expert filter. At Metrolinx, we don't just listen to the agent's pitch. We audit the appraisal. We look at the data, the comparable sales, and the current market velocity. We're not emotionally attached to the sugar hit of a high number.
So you're the reality check in the room.
Exactly. When an agent comes in with an inflated quote, we call it out. We say, show us the evidence. How does this property in Berwick justify a $200K premium over the one that sold last week? We take the emotion out of the vendor's hands and put the pressure back on the agent to be honest.
It sounds like you're essentially protecting the homeowner from their own optimism.
It sounds harsh, but yes. We want our clients to get the highest price possible, but we want it to be a real price. If you start with a strategy based on a lie, you're going to have a bad result. By neutralizing that overquoting early on, we ensure the property is positioned to attract those golden window buyers.
I'm curious about the buyer burnout mentioned in the blog. If I'm a buyer and I see a house that's clearly overpriced, do I really just walk away? I wouldn't even try to negotiate?
Often, no. Because if the price is too high, it attracts the wrong demographic. If you price a 3-bedroom home like a 5-bedroom home, the people who show up are looking for 5 bedrooms. They're going to be disappointed by the land size or the finish, and they'll leave 0 offers. Meanwhile, the people who actually want a 3-bedroom home never even saw the listing because it was out of their search filter.
That is a massive tactical error. It's like trying to sell a premium sedan at SUV prices. You're just talking to the wrong people.
Exactly. And the agent knows this, but they just wanted the listing. That's why having an advocate is so vital. We're there to make sure the agent is working for your equity, not just for their own market share.
It really shifts the power dynamic, doesn't it? Instead of the vendor being at the mercy of the agent's conditioning, the advocate is holding the agent accountable to the market truth.
Spot on. It's about protecting the culmination of those years of mortgage repayments, like the block says. You've worked hard for that equity. You shouldn't lose it just because you fell for a flattering number in your kitchen.
Well, that's a sobering but really empowering look at the Melbourne market. Jane, thanks for breaking down the Metrolinx perspective for us.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Pricing it right isn't just a strategy, it's a shield.
Love that. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.